You're listening to SBS News.
After days of protests calling for him to resign, Malta's Prime Minister has announced he'll do just that. Joseph Muscat's to step down in the new year following 6 years in charge of the European Union's smallest member state. His government's been criticised for its handling of investigations into the 2017 murder of anti-corruption journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. Mr Muscat's former chief of staff was among the government members targeted by her reporting. He announced his decision to resign on national television after a four-hour meeting with fellow Labour Party MPs.
The greatness of our country is not defined by individuals. This is greater than I am. I'll write to the president of the Labour Party so that the process for a new leader of the Labour Party is set for 12th of January 2020. On that day, I will resign as a leader of the Labour Party. In the days after, I will resign as Prime Minister.
Public anger grew this weekend when businessman Jorgen Fenech was charged with complicity in the murder. Mr. Fenech was identified last year as being the owner of a mysterious Dubai-registered company, 17 Black, listed in the Panama Papers, a leak of documents from an offshore law firm in 2016. There were allegations 17 Black planned to make secret payments to companies set up by Mr. Muscat's former chief of staff, Keith Chembri, and tourism minister, Conrad Mitzi. Both men have resigned but deny any wrongdoing. Mr. Fenech walked out of court on bail after being charged last week. When asked by reporters if he was willing to take responsibility for Ms. Caruana Galizia's murder, he didn't answer. He said he was scared for his life.
And what is your complaint about the investigation in the case you're making now?
I think that I'm not being investigated. The lead investigator is biased.
Is biased?
Yes.
Why do you think he's biased?
I have my reasons, which are public, which are made public in our complaint, and who knows the future. I'm very confident.
Are you scared for your life?
Yes.
Ms. Caruana Galizia's family had said Mr. Muscat should resign because he had failed to take action to clean up Maltese politics. They argued that as long as he remained in place, a full investigation into her death wasn't possible. Some activists, such as this woman, had been calling for even more resignations.
We are asking for the immediate resignations of most people in the government. The Prime Minister, Chief of Staff, who has resigned, however, has not been charged with absolutely anything, starting from corruption to his part in the assassination of the journalist. We are asking for the resignations of the Police Commissioner and the Attorney General and the Finance Minister. These people have been involved in corruption since the last 6 years.
The men charged with Ms. Caruana Galizia's murder are all in custody. Three men in their 50s have been charged with triggering the bomb that killed the journalist near her home in October 2017. They were arrested in December 2017 and pleaded not guilty in pre-trial proceedings. Evan Young, SBS News.